With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason Nash is here.
Hi, guys. I'm officially changing my name to Jason Dobrik.
Can you do that legally without my permission?
Yeah, I can change it to Jason Dobrik. You don't own the name Dobrik, bro.
No, I know.
I think it's a pretty cool name, actually.
Wait, really?
But like, why don't you have to talk to my family?
No, huh? But wait, can you change your last name? I thought it was just your first name, like your middle name.
You can change your last name?
You don't have to talk to any Dobrik.
Like, bro, no... I can change my name to a fucking microphone if I want to.
But no Dobrik. Do it.
Oh, don't dare me, bro. I will.
I triple dog dare you.
Microphone Dobrik here.
Oh, you still keep Dobrik?
Yeah, of course. It's working out well for you.
All right, roll intro music. Yo, isn't shampoo such a funny word?
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to clean you, but it literally has the word poo in it. Fucking so dumb. So dumb.
Yeah.
It couldn't be like sham clean. Shampoo. Yeah. Like sham-wow. Literally. Like imagine you first find out about shampoo and this guy's like, yo, you want to clean your hair? Here, use my shampoo.
Yeah.
I'd be like, get the fuck. Fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not putting your shit in my hair.
Yeah. Is that what you thought when your mom told you to gonna put some shampoo in your hair?
Well, in Hungarian, it's pronounced "bakhtyuz."
Sounds worse.
Actually, I just made up a word. I don't think that's Hungarian. It's funny when people ask me to speak in my own language. Like the best part about it is no one speaks Slovak and Hungarian, so I just make up shit. So they'll be like, "Can you say 'let's go to the park'?" I'll be like "hodvad," and they'll be like, "Wow," which really means "how are you." But I say "how are you" is the translation for every fucking sentence. So they'll be like, "Wow, that's so cool." And then they'll see me a couple days later and they'll like recite the line that I gave them and they're using it completely incorrectly because I taught them incorrectly.
Can you have a full conversation with your parents? Like, can you speak it still?
If I got lost in the country, I'd be fine.
Right.
But like, no, I cannot. I respond in English 100% of the time.
You forgot. But you can understand what they're saying.
Completely.
Because I've heard conversations with you.
Well,
like, on the phone.
Understand. My mom speaks to me in Hungarian. My dad speaks to me in Slovak. And they both text me in their languages. And I respond in English to both of them.
You do.
But I cannot type in the language.
Uh-huh.
I could just read it. It's really interesting.
Do you follow Hungarian sports or anything like that?
Oh,
or
my
stuff
gosh.
That goes
on? Yes. Igoslaj. It's the best.
What's Igoslaj? That's a good.
Igoslaj.
That's the national sport, right? Igoslaj?
It's the running of the pelican. The pelican's the national bird, and they let the pelican go, and it's such a beautiful country.
And
it really
then what
is.
Happens? You have like 30 days to find the pelican?
You have 30 days to find the pelican, and if you don't find him, the prime minister comes. And he gets rid of one of your limbs.
Oh, God.
Only the best play.
Wow. Yeah. Obviously, for Eagle Schloss, I mean, it's the sport of champions.
Well, the best part is when you win, you have full amnesty from any crime forever.
Yeah,
so you could just be a criminal. And you could...
As a boy? Was that like...
I think we could drop this. I think people listening to this are like, okay, it was funny when he said it initially. And then when they described it, I tuned out.
Dave, how much you get paid for brand deals?
That's a random question, Jay. I don't know. I don't get out of bed for less than $200,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's why I've been in bed for the last 7 months. Fucking having time for a single deal. I shot with Borat today.
I heard.
It's just really fun.
How was he?
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? No, he's fucking great.
Was he in character the whole time?
Yeah, for the most part, so he arrived to my house.
Okay.
And
my house.
He wanted to make sure that like the first time I interacted with him was on camera.
Love Borat, by the way. Literally I say it's the funniest comedy of all time.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Hands down, if you ask me what the funniest comedy is, it's Borat.
Yeah, so I shot with him. He gave us like 2.5 hours of his time.
Unbelievable.
Which is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. No, so that's got to be a celebrity record.
Yeah.
And that's a celebrity record. 2.5?
2.5 hours.
Whoa.
And not even like, celebrities have given me their time, but like nobody has put on a show like he did.
Yes.
You know what I exactly compared it to? It felt exactly 100%. It was exactly like going out with you and filming.
With somebody really actually funny.
No, honestly, what you know, like when we'll go out and we'll like do a character of yours, sure. and like you'll hit a stride where like sure. there's like 5 minutes of like really funny.
Yeah,
that's how he is like constantly.
Yeah,
but like it reminded me so much of filming with you.
Oh, that's so, so nice.
And like the best part about him is like, at first I was like scared to give him like very little direction. Like if I was like, can we do that again? Like I was scared to like stop his flow.
Yeah.
But like when I was like, hey, can we get that again, or can you say it a little differently? He was like so down for it.
Yeah,
and he was like so down to like. Be pitched ideas and to hear like new ways to, you know, to deliver a joke, which I only did like once or twice. It was literally, I was just sitting there and holding the fucking camera. The dude's so funny. I did absolutely nothing. I was talking to him about, Borat, the original movie. They got sued over 200 times. They had 200 different cases after the movie.
Oh, wow.
Cause everyone in the movie, like everyone, if you watch the movie, there's like two actors in it and the rest, everybody's like actually reacting to Borat. And like, it's like, you know, everyone's confused at what's going on.
Right.
And yes, we got sued over 200 times and nobody won their case against him, which is
really, oh, really?
Really awesome. Yeah, they won every case.
Damn. But how much did that cost them?
I don't know.
To fight all those lawsuits.
But he's so funny. Like, we were just driving around. We were driving around and this guy pulled up and he goes, "Nice mask. I love the character." Like, they fucking thought, like, people didn't think it was him.
Sure.
Because it's literally the craziest celebrity to see, I feel like, out and about.
Pretty
like
much.
You could see Brad Pitt and Leo, which is like pretty sick.
Yeah.
Like to see somebody that doesn't exist that's famous.
Yeah.
Is like a really, really bizarre thing.
So where did you go? What did you do?
We just went. He came to the house. We shot a lot of funny stuff here.
Damn.
And then we surprised Susie, which was really good.
What did
good.
She do? She, like
she fucking freaked out. Yeah. She's always wanted to be surprised by Borat. And it was funny because I was supposed to, after we surprised Susie, I was supposed to go on a ride with him in the ice cream truck. And he was like,
they brought the ice cream truck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He hasn't used the ice cream truck in 14 years. And he brought it out. He said it was sitting in his garage, like just as storage.
Wow.
And they brought it out just for this moment, just to shoot, shoot this sketch with us.
Oh my God.
And he's like, we have to find the keys and we have to jumpstart it because it wasn't started in 14 years, like since he used the last for his movie. And like, the plan was to surprise Susie and then drive her on Hollywood in his ice cream truck. And we got in the ice cream truck and he was like, should we bring her with? And I was like, yeah. And Susie heard that and she was so excited. And she just kept talking. Yeah, she just kept talking. She was like, so he likes me. He really likes me, huh? Like, he must really love me if he invited me. He must think I'm so cool.
And, oh, my God, David.
She was so excited. And she sat in the back of the ice cream truck where the bear was. And it was really funny. And he's like, his jokes are so funny because they're so like... like jokes that you wouldn't say nowadays, right? Yeah. Like it's like
no
like
filter.
we drove, like we were just driving by the street and he goes like, oh my God, a woman was driving that car. and just like you know, things that are definitely like not okay now, but he could still get away with them because that's just his character. It's so fucking funny.
And Susie must have been in heaven.
Susie was in heaven, yeah. We hung out with him. Hung out with him like the entire time. It was crazy. And he like kept like, it was like, you know, he kept interacting with her and like saying his like original lines to her, like I want you to be my wife. And like she was just having such a fucking blast. So you come and plow through my hedges. No, he was the best. It was a lot of fun. It reminded me so much of filming with you.
Aww.
Like it was crazy, nice. Bro. It was like, it was insane.
Damn. Well, I'm ready to go if you want to go film.
No, that's not what I'm saying, man. That's not what I mean. I think I
got a lot with Sasha. Don't really need you anymore.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Sasha's coming over tomorrow.
The part that really reminded me of you, or like anybody I film with, is like he kept going, like he asked me like at least 5 or 6 times, like if I got enough. He was like, "Is that enough?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Like we can redo it. Like we can be here all day. Like, are you good? Like do you want to do something more?" And like he kept making sure. He's like, If that wasn't funny enough, like, let's do it again. Like, he was very, very much like,
damn.
That's what I love about, like, those types of creatives is they're not just there to, like, grab a paycheck. Obviously, this wasn't, like, a thing that he was getting paid for.
Yeah.
But, like, they want to make that piece cool.
Yeah.
Like, they want to make that project cool.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that's, like, a lot of people in Hollywood aren't like that. Like, a lot of people in LA are like, I want to show up and get the job done. Like, you make sure the fucking cameras are on and I'm out. Like, and it was really cool of him that he was, like, always checking to see if, like, I wanted to redo something or whatever.
Fuck.
Which is sick.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Natalie has a story about when she peed herself, but she's too shy to share it. Natalie, what happened?
It wasn't because I was like, I mean, I was drunk for sure. Like, we were out, everyone was like partying or whatever. We had like, first of all, we had like so many people packed in the Tesla, and we were out for like a night or whatever.
Yeah.
And we drove, I don't know, we were far out, and we drove to Bootsy.
Wait, you were in my car when you pissed yourself?
I didn't pee in the car.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Because I had no
idea.
But
the reason why I peed is because we were in the fucking car for literally like an hour. I think we drove from Malibu. We were at somebody's birthday in Malibu, like on PCH, like fucking way out there. And we drove all the way to Bootsy. It was like an hour long.
And David
drive.
Would never pull over to let anyone pee.
And I was like, yeah. We were at the party and he was like, let's go. I didn't want to be at the party anymore. So I was like, I didn't have time to like go to the bathroom. And I was drinking a lot at that party. And then I was sitting on the floor and I had two other girls sitting on top of me, like literally crushing my bladder. And I had to pee so bad. I was like jiggling, whatever. And I kept telling her, I was like, I have to pee so bad. Like, I really have to go. And on top of that, I'm like pretty drunk. So I like literally could not hold it. And I remember like everybody got out of the Tesla and it was taking, you have to get your IG checked, all that stuff, right? So it takes a little like bit to get in there. So I just I booked it down the street to like the corner and I just made a left and I just sat on the corner and And I couldn't even, I didn't have time to even get like my pants off. I just literally stood. I just peed everywhere.
Wait, you just went around the corner by Bootsy and you just started peeing in your pants?
Yeah, it was like on Sunset Boulevard. I just sprinted down. I got out of the Tesla and Sauce was like, where are you going? And I was like, I couldn't even say words. I just kept sprinting.
That's probably such a funny sight. Just Natalie running on Sunset Boulevard in the
heels,
middle of the night
like,
alone.
With pants on?
I had black leather pants on, I think. And I just like, I turned the corner and I could not hold anymore. And I just like finally like let, I just peed for like 2 minutes. Yeah. I peed.
That's the worst too. That's the worst when you pee your pants is like you start it and you're like, what have I gotten myself into? And you can't stop.
And you can't believe how much liquid's coming out.
Yeah.
Like,
and you can't
this is a lot.
Stop. And it just goes all the way. And then what happened that you went back to Bootsy and you just fucking partied your ass off?
Yeah. I was like, fuck it. It's fucking party. No, I was obviously very embarrassed. I didn't know what to do with myself. I just sat there on the street corner for like a couple minutes, like, what do I do? And I made, like, in hindsight, like a terrible decision. They have you know, like on the side of the clubs, they have like all those like dark like Mercedes that are waiting there to like take people home or whatever. Like super sketchy, like random men that are just in these nasty cars.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just had to go home. So I the guy was like sitting there, they were all watching me. And they didn't know I was peeing, though, I think. I'm not sure. They're all watching
that
me.
Woman, I think, is peeing right now.
And get this for TikTok.
The guy was like, do you need a ride home? And I was like, yeah, I love ride home. So I got in this man's car.
Wow, by yourself?
By myself. And terrible, terrible idea. And like he was like, I got into the car and I was like, you know, a couple minutes in, I was like, this was a fucking bad idea. Like, I hope I don't get fucking abducted right now. And he was like hitting on me, like asking if I had a boyfriend, like all this stuff.
God.
Like very much like,
wow,
I don't know how
crazy.
I honestly don't know how he didn't like take me away.
Right.
Because it was like, it was
probably because you smelled like piss.
But no, my pants were, and I always thought about that. And he like gave me his number at the end or whatever. And I'm always like, that's how I met Todd. No, but I was like, his seat was definitely soaked. I got out of the car. Like my pants were soaked.
Yeah. So you never pulled your pants down to pee?
Never.
Oh, just 100%.
I just completely peed.
Did you go into the club to say goodbye to me?
No. Fuck no. I just went home.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, you probably should. Even if you pee your pants next time. I like a good goodbye.
Interestingly enough, you didn't even like notice or acknowledge the fact that I was gone. I was just home for like a couple hours. And you're like, hey, Nat, we're leaving the club. Where are you at? And I was like, bro, I've been home for 3 hours.
No, because there's a moment we were at Bootsy, actually. And we never go to Bootsy. We go there like, we've gone there like four
twice.
Or five times.
Yeah.
And there was another time you came up to me and you're like, I think I'm going to go home. And it was like almost outside of it. And I thought that was so strange. I was like, why the fuck is she going home? Did you pee yourself another time too?
No, I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's
I ended a friendship over peeing my pants once. I was driving. I was like a really long drive from like New York to Boston. And I had to pee. And this kid was driving me back to Boston. I was like, I have to pee. I'm like, can you pull over? And he was like, no. And I was like, okay. And maybe another hour went by. I'm like, Tim, I got to fucking... I have to pee. You got to fucking pull over. And he was like, no. And then he took a water bottle. And as he drove to Boston, he would just take the water and like, what, and it made me want to pee more for some reason, like watching the water.
What do you mean? What would he do with the water?
He would just take the water and like,
I know, but describe it, bro. Describe, we're on a podcast.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Like,
he's like showing with his hands.
I'm sorry. He would take a water bottle.
Yeah.
And like shake it up and down. And it made me really need to pee.
Why would he shake the water bottle?
Because he knew it was like making me need to pee more. Oh, I was like, I was screaming. I was like, bro, let me out of the fucking car. I'm like, stop shaking the water bottle.
I would love to. How old are you?
I was like 21.
Could you imagine 21-year-old Jason pissing himself?
And then he eventually let me out on like the highway. I pissed. And then afterwards, I never talked to him again.
Really?
I was like, I'm fucking done with you. Like, don't ever do that shit.
Wow.
I thought it was really fucking sadistic.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jay.
It's okay, man.
If you ever need to pee when I'm in the car, I'll make sure I have a bottle ready for you to pee in.
Thanks, bro.
I got a couple DMs to take a purity test. We all took a purity test. Mm-hmm. And all being Ilya, Ella, and Natalie. And what a purity test
is. I took it too.
And Jason.
Oh, and Jason, sorry. I didn't know what it meant, but it asks you questions like anywhere from, it goes like, have you ever kissed anybody? Mm-hmm. Have you? And then I wrote down some questions that like really weirded me out. Like, have you ever consumed someone's genital secretion? I just feel like that's the most disgusting way to put that.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you're in fucking bed. You're like, ugh, I want your genital secretion all over me. Yeah, it's fucking, I didn't write the questions, Natalie.
You're the one that decided to point it out.
Another one was, have you ever been manipulated into an orgasm? Which is also a weird way to put things. It's like, you're going to orgasm. Like, what does that mean? And I think it's just another way. It's like, has anybody ever made you come? So you answer all these questions.
Well, it's a quiz. You can't write. Has anyone ever made you come?
Have you ever drank? Have you ever smoked? Have you ever
arrested by the police?
Have you ever seen porn? Like some basic ones and some like complicated ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get a score. What is it? 1 to 100? Is that how it works?
I feel like mine's going to be the worst because I've been around the longest.
I've done
all those things.
I have a feeling yours is going to be horrendous.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have a feeling you lied to make yours look better than it is.
That's not true. I was honest. Genuinely,
you
really were? Honest.
Okay. Yeah, no, we were all honest.
I lied about like 2 questions.
Okay. I lied about 2.
No. I didn't lie about
it. It doesn't even make sense to lie because it doesn't tell you what questions.
Well, obviously, you can tell. The more yeses, the worse score you're going to get.
No, I know, but it's not like it's going to say, oh, David fucked an animal. It just gives him a score.
Literally, that's what it literally says.
Mine says that I fucked an animal.
Mine says, well, my score, I'll just say, my score is 18, and it says, congratulations on being hardcore. It is likely that you have had sex with an animal, a cousin, or a paying customer before. I bet you have never come across anyone with a lower score in real life, which I doubt until Natalie and Jason. Natalie, what'd you get?
I got a 16.
That's because she's dating Todd. Ill, what'd you get?
Yeah, I got a 29. I thought that was pretty low, bro.
Okay.
But he's barely in life, Ilya. I mean, he has so many things that he's just not a part of.
So now I get it. I get it now. The more prude you are, the higher the number.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right. Is prude the right word, or is that like, I think that's what it is.
More pure.
The more pure you are. No, it's a purity test.
It's a purity test.
Ella, what was yours, you woman that has 3,000 nudes on her cell phone?
Surprisingly, I got a 30.
Oh, ooh. Not as much of a whore as you make yourself out to
right.
be.
Right. Now that I'm hearing your numbers, I'm like, yeah, interesting. So I'm not the slut of the group.
Well, I feel like a lot of the questions were also like, you don't really have to be a slut to answer them. You just have to have
right.
like one good partner that like showed you the world.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But you should read like the things that it says. Like,
what does it say about
30
you?
Says, this range of scores is reserved for the super hardcore people, like the people who have been in orgies or in jail. Example, you probably used a hardcore drug or had sex in public or had anal sex, etc. Moral limit is never a problem in your life.
This is an inappropriate question to ask my employee, but have you had anal sex?
No.
Okay, yeah, I said no to that one too. Now, did you say no to that one? Wow, that's why you got a 16.
Yeah, that question alone is probably like 45 points.
Yeah, anal sex must count for a lot of points.
Really?
So, 100%. Okay, so the lowest score so far is Natalie, 16. Let's take it over to King Jason, who's been around for 3,000 years.
King Jason.
One of the questions,
I have the record.
You have the record?
Yeah, I got a 9.
You should be in jail.
Congratulations on being hardcore. It's likely that you have had sex with an animal, a cousin, or a paying customer before. Yep.
Yeah, wow.
I bet you've never come across anyone with a lower score, and I got the same as you.
I wonder,
so we're the same.
I wonder what you answered that was...
I said yes to anal sex, and now that I think about it, It never actually had anal sex.
What? What do you mean?
I was trying to do it quickly, and I went by yes, and I was like, all right, it's fine. I tried to have anal sex, so I'm guilty.
Yeah, you read it as, have you really wanted to have anal sex?
Yes. Yeah. I got a really funny card from David and Natalie.
Okay, so we sent people this like fragrance package where they had the fragrance, and we sent them a card, and in the card there was a customized like sound that would play. It'd be like, hey, it's David Dobrik. Thank you, John Stamos, for being a cool guy. Here's your fragrance. And we sent one to Jason, and it was a little like, it was supposed to be like goofy and funny, like, because it was like really harsh. And he put it on his Insta stories.
Natalie called me yesterday and specifically told me
I know.
To put it on my story.
I know, he put it on his story, and he's like showing it like in front of his kid. Like Charlie's in the background, and he's like playing it for her, and right in front of her, she's like 11 years old. And I had to call Jason, and I pretended, and I was like, yeah, let's save it for the podcast, delete it off your story.
She didn't care.
Even though I just wanted him to delete it off his story, but you have the card here.
Yeah, the card's really funny.
Jason, wanted to leave you a little message. I'm just kind of saying thank you to everybody for supporting the cause. Your message is going to sound a little different. So, excuse me for this. Here we go. Fuck you, you little pussy-ass bitch, you old motherfucking asshole.
Now imagine fucking little Charlie's fucking sitting there.
Cock-sucking dick whore, bitch. Just kidding. Nah, I can't do this. You fucking take over.
Hey, Jason, it's Natalie. So happy you can support David, you fat fucking old
dude. So bad.
I felt the perfume. We love you. Those are all jokes. Bye, dude.
That's fucking hell. That's funny.
You know what was funny? One of my old YouTube videos, you know how like the thumbnail will fall out of the video sometimes?
Yeah.
It'll just give you a screenshot. And it just came up like an old YouTube video. And the title is Why I Got Divorced. But the thumbnail fell out, and it's just a picture of Charlie.
Oh, my God.
I have to change it.
That's so funny. Just your daughter.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, your kids are gonna have a field day going through your videos.
I can't imagine what my poor kids are. I dressed as Hulk Hogan the other day, and they just did not like it.
Yeah.
Like I showed up in like a bikini and like a tank top, and I was like, "Isn't this great?" And they were like, "Oh my God, this is the worst."
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What happened now?
So I don't know if we've talked about my Office Max endeavors and how...
Yeah, Ilya used to be a manager at Office Max.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive too, because he started working there, and like after 2 weeks he got promoted.
I was like 17. So the other day I realized that John also worked at Office Max with me, and I completely forgot.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Bro.
Oh, wow, I forgot that too.
It went to your head real quick.
Dude, I used to do so much destructive shit at Office Max.
Yeah, like, we can say this now because it's like, maybe he can't get arrested anymore, but Ilya used to like steal shit from Office Max.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, don't Ilya that. Like, you guys would come in and collectively I would let you steal shit.
Okay, all right, let's be clear.
Let's be very clear, yes.
Steal shit is like a Dr. Pepper.
Or like an iPad.
No. Ew, come on.
Or an iPod charger or like snacks. Yeah. Like,
okay,
like,
but when we say iPod charger, like those $7 ones.
Right.
Like
$7 to $30.
It was also Office Max. It wasn't Best Buy. So like the best product there was like a low end PC. Like it,
right.
Like it wasn't like,
right, you're not moving computers onto a truck.
I mean, guys.
No. Like we weren't reselling them on the other part of town. Like no. Like when we would steal stuff, it'd be like candy bars, and it'd be like I don't fucking know, erasers, I don't know, but
right,
it was
like
really
very, very like minuscule small
really
stuff.
Stupid shit, but at the time when you're a fucking kid,
yeah,
and you're taking a free Dr. Pepper,
yeah,
you're like, my God, you're checking the fucking cameras. Like it's a lot,
and
like,
there were no cameras.
And I remember how it started. I was like, ill, can I
can I have a Sprite? And it was like, yeah. I was like, dude, can you use your discount? I was like excited. I was like, yo, can you use your discount? And he's like, just take it. And I went, what? And he's like, just take it. I was like, no. Seriously? You want me to take this? And then, yeah. And then from there on out, it was like free snacks.
Did they ever know?
No. I mean, like, my general manager would always be like, oh, that's interesting. Like, there's no pop, but there's no, like, sales for pop. So. And I'd be like, yeah, I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, we would do like the most destructive shit. Like, you could make a fucking TV series out of what we would do. Like, my other manager would like ride his bike around the store, like his motorcycle, like in between the aisles. We would get shipments of like new product, and I remember we'd have these challenges of like who can hit the product pile harder. And like it'd come in like a really big tall box of like 20 crates just filled with shit, like erasers, fucking scissors, whatever. And like we'd have to like put all that shit away in the aisles. Instead of doing that, we'd like run at it full speed like a football player and just knock it over, and it'd fucking blow up and just go everywhere. Oh, and then we'd make like the other employees clean it that like wouldn't be in at it, and we'd be like, oh shit, accident again in the back room. Can you go like clean
so
it up?
So bad, so bad.
So bad.
How
so
many
bad.
People were under you?
Maybe like 12.
Were you John's boss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you not remember?
I don't know, man. I someone told me a story about John at Office Max, and I like freaked out. I was like, holy fuck. John, do you remember any of this? Like, that used to go
yeah,
on?
This is the dark side.
Like, this
how
is
long did you just John, how long did you work there for?
This is John's dark
and don't,
side.
And don't say what happened, because I'm going to say what happened.
How long did you work there for?
I think I worked there for like 4 months.
Okay.
5, 6. Cause
right.
What happened with John?
I'll tell that in a second. I'm trying to remember like if we did anything else, because like other people would like hook up in the back room. Like there was one time
John and his brother Reggie.
Bro, I was never part of that group, man.
Bro, and like
fuck John. God, I'd love to have an interview with John to hire him.
Oh my
just
God,
like,
no.
So what are your goals? Soccer. Oh, what the fuck did you just say, man? I don't know if we can hire you.
I found out, or at least recently remembered, why John stopped working at Office Max. He got caught. He got caught. You know how like at checkout, like you like give your fucking member number or whatever? So like
Yeah.
So he got caught. Instead of like putting the member number into the members, they put the member number into like his own account.
Yeah.
And like they caught on that like there's all these different people under his name, and they're like, I don't know how the system fucking works.
So he was using, every time someone would purchase something, he would get points on his own account?
Yes, on his own account, yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
And they caught on.
John!
Caught on.
Dude, I know it was a terrible.
You were fucking stealing chargers. What are you talking about?
I wasn't. It was candy bars.
I know.
Wait, John, you were doing that?
No, because some other guy from Office Max, I was like, yo, I do this. I was like, and he never really showed me the way. I was like, oh. And someone does this.
Like, John's really the type stupid. Of guy to learn that and dude. Then go to his boss and be like, yo, have you heard of this? You know we could be making free points? Yeah, man, that's illegal.
Dude. Oh, no shit, it was illegal. But my fault was I was way too curious, I would say, because I still put my name, my address on the fucking receipt still.
Oh, and this
what
were
you going to get, like a printer or something?
No, it was just like you would buy, instead of stealing shit, I would buy it.
Right.
Yeah.
With points.
Well, I guess you could buy like, an iPad. That'd be pretty sick.
There were no iPads.
There were.
Office Max.
No.
No, there were no iPads.
What would you
no,
buy? What were you going to do with the points? What did you want? Know? A PC or?
Pens?
Pens?
How much points do you think you could get?
How was John on the podcast for 5 minutes and he already lost his voice?
No.
Are you guys enjoying being here? Are you taking advantage of like Taylor? I love when you tell Taylor what to do.
Never tell Taylor what to do. We don't even see David. So.
No, it
yeah,
it,
right.
We don't even see David.
No, I
right?
love,
medium,
I love
like I said
like
last
flip.
Time, John. Yeah. Medium rare, Taylor, please.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Fuck, I remember I brought Taylor to Vernon Hills, and all the boys were like, dude, like, don't tell Taylor what to do. Like, just have her hang out with us. And then fucking 2 days into the trip, John's like, make sure the deep dish has extra pepperonis on it, okay?
like,
2 days in.
No
he,
way.
He sipped the Kool-Aid. It's not a lie.
A
you
lie.
Know, didn't that happen?
No, it
no,
did.
No, it's such a lie.
I don't know, but I don't know, John.
Ew, what else happened?
Yeah, so I would do this fucked up thing sometimes where I would just leave the store while I'm a manager on duty and, like, go home
oh,
for,
fuck.
For the day.
You as the manager of Office Max, like...
Yeah.
Did you not? Was it not like that tough of a job?
No, it wasn't tough at all. It wasn't tough at all.
It was easier than being an employee.
Yeah, yeah, because you didn't. You had like the authority of like not doing the like not putting away the product and like doing all like the
what did you have to do?
Shit, count the drawers at like the end of the night.
That's it.
Like yeah, and managing the employees. Like,
and you were just there if someone was like, "Hey, let me speak to the manager."
Right. Right.
How many angry people would you have come to you?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who I feel like would be the scariest person to have come to you? Like Natalie's mom.
I was literally about just thinking the same exact thing because my mom has done some shady ass like return store, all that sorts of bullshit. Like that's how I grew up. That's how I got like things that I wanted because my mom would go to the stores and like do some shady. I would be like, I really, really want this, and she would come back with it. But like, and I just didn't ask questions. Like, how did you get the shit?
Hold on. Can you
buy it on sale and return?
My mom would too. Like my mom would. My mom used to rip off barcodes from
what?
From movie tapes. Like when we were really poor because we couldn't afford them, and she'd bring them home from like Walmart or.
What's a movie tape?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like a VHS. VHS tape. Yeah.
Like I don't mean to like put your parents down and hype my parents up, but my parents would never in a million years. Like they are so pure to that type of shit. If they fucking heard that your parents did that, they would make sure I never see you ever again. they're so against that type of shit. It's really crazy. Bizarre. The stuff the only thing that I did is I would go to Best Buy every month and I'd buy a new headset. And there's a 30-day return policy. Your headphones could be open, whatever. And I'd get Bose, I'd get Beats every month for like a new headphones every 30 days. And I would never lose any money because I'd just return in full refund.
It's crazy they didn't like flag your account and be like, this kid does this every single month. It's the same return. My mom will always like.
My mom held a gun up to the to the clerks.
No, my mom, we would go to like a TJ Maxx or whatever. And there'd be like small little things. Like there would be a cute necklace or earrings or something.
Dude.
And she would Dude. Like. She would just
drive the RV through the front door. just smash the RV right through Macy's.
No,
tiny Natalie runs out with a little pillowcase and just loads it up with rings and necklaces.
This will pay for your trip to LA, Natalie. Go, go, go.
No, but she would like, she would have her purse on her shoulder, right?
Yeah.
And you know in the cart, the little thing where the little baby sits in the front?
Yeah.
She would put like things on there. And then when we'd go to checkout, she would put her purse on top of them so they'd all be under the purse so that no one could see it.
Your mom seems like the type of woman to be like, I don't know, in Vegas and do something where like she'll be like really sexual towards a man. And then she'll end up stealing his car. she'll be like, come here, bad boy. Let's take a ride. And like, she won't touch the guy, but she'll end up leaving with his fucking car. And she'll be like, fuck you, you old fuck. Like, you know,
she's
like,
not a grifter.
Like an Angelina Jolie type of character. Like this woman who's just like.
Seduces.
Yeah, like always runs from the law and uses her seduction powers to her advantage. And then,
no,
like,
she just likes to travel in her trailer and see the country. That's all.
I don't know, man. How do you think she got that trailer?
Honestly, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just like some people when they come from different circumstances, like she had it like rough. I don't know. She like grew up in the city and like didn't have money. And
I guess.
So she had to get by somehow and she wanted to be cool and hot, you know? So you just got to do what you got to do.
Everybody does something fucked up once in a while or like in their early life, you know? Or maybe if you're going through a tough time, but as long as you learn from it, you know? Don't do it again.
Imagine running a business, though.
Why did you just say that? Was that just so, like, in case Office Max is listening? you're just like, hey, man, people make mistakes, but learn from it. And Office Max,
like,
I love you guys.
Like, it's okay, John, that you got fired for doing
no,
that.
No, it's, yeah, I totally get, like, I think everybody has, like, some fucked up. I'm just surprised that you guys all have these fucked up stories. This is crazy.
I don't think, like, I'm
surrounded by criminals.
I mean, I feel like. Never mind.
What?
I don't want to condone shoplifting or anything. But
you've shoplifted?
Yeah.
I shoplifted once. I was shocked I got caught. I couldn't believe it.
You got caught?
I got caught, yeah.
What? Oh,
shocked. I was shocked.
What did you get caught with?
All my friends would go steal cigarettes from like the Stop and Shop in college. Everyone did it. And like, and then I did it once. Maybe I got away with it. And then the second time I did it, they totally caught me.
What do they do? Just take the cigarettes away?
The guy's like, can you come back in the store? And I was like, no. And he's like, you got to come back in the store. And I was like, okay. And then I went back in the store and he was just like, don't ever come back here. I was like, I'm okay, cool. and never went to that Stop and Shop again.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
How was your birthday? What was the highlight?
Can we talk about it? I'll tell you Ilya's highlight. Ilya's highlight was, so Ilya has like the most awkward room in the house. He's like the most awkward room. It was his birthday and he's been talking to this girl and she was in town. Mm-hmm. He was like, I want to have this girl over. And I was like, yeah, that's fucking sounds sick. And I was like, are you going to like hook up with her? And he's like, dude, I don't know. Like, I can't. Like, my room's in such an awkward spot. Like, his room is literally like, it's like living in a fishbowl. It's in the middle of the house. Yeah. And it's like, before Ilya moved in, that room was used because it had a bathroom there. And people would go there. It's literally like a waiting room for the bathroom. Yeah. That's what that room is like. And I was like, Ilya, dude, like, just have sex in my room. Like, I don't care. Like, I'll leave for an hour or two. Like, I don't fucking mind. I don't care if you have sex in my bed. And he's like, no. No fucking way. And like, we went into my room and like, he's like, I can't do that, bro. It's just like, it feels so weird. And then we both go into my room and then he tries to play it out in his head. Like, he like gets on the bed, like pretending to have sex with the girl. He's like, I can't do it. I can't even pretend right now, bro. It's just so weird to have sex on your bed. Like, so we're like running through the positions and he's like, I'm not fucking do that. I'm not fucking do that. I'm not fucking do that. And I'm like, okay. So I leave for the night. Cause you know, Ilya was doing his thing and whatever. So I just leave. What happened to why you were ended up actually in my room when you said you weren't going to have sex there? Right.
Turns out you could have sex in there.
I went in my room.
Yeah.
And fucking before like this all happened, I kept telling Dave, I'm like, someone's going to walk in. Someone's going to walk in my room. He's like, no, dude, no. Trust me. No one's going to walk in. Everybody raise their hand and make sure like no one's going to walk in. Right. Right, John. Right.
Yeah. Yep. I had everyone in the living room like be like, yo, dead ass everyone here. No one's walking on Ilya having sex. Right. And everyone's like, yeah, we're good. We're good.
Yeah.
Except the one person who wasn't in the room.
Reggie fucking walks right in. and she's like, can you close it somehow? I'm like, I'm going to try. So, like, I fucking left the room, tried to, like, look for something to blockade the fucking door.
You should have used your bed. You should have just pulled your bed over to the door.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't fucking think about moving my bed halfway across the fucking
room. Halfway across the room. The room's for the fucking size of the bed.
Dave, my dick was rock hard. I wasn't thinking about feng shui.
So what did you tell this girl?
Fuck it. Let's go to this room. I don't think anyone's going to come in there. So we go in that room, and fucking John comes in that room.
I didn't even go through the door because it was locked. No, it was. I mean, I didn't even know it was locked. All right, I went through the window. You know the window aisle, because I was gonna scare someone. I was like,
"What?"
I just see Ilya. I'm like, "Fuck!" All
right, wait,
what is it with the Castro family trying to
fucking
watch Ilya have sex?
Wait, what did you see?
No, I didn't see anything. You guys were just cuddling, I guess. But I just like
sounds like Ilya.
Yo, no privacy here for our cuddles. Let's go over there, and I'll get you flowers. And
did you see? There was like two articles. There was like two press hits, and like a couple of gossip Instagram pages that made posts saying many fans are mad at David Dobrik for saying he doesn't like nature in his podcast. And it was like, I read through the comments, and it was like, dude, it's fucking crazy, bro. It's crazy. The last podcast, I said I didn't like nature. And by this, I didn't mean that I don't care about the ecosystem, or like, I think you shouldn't recycle, and I think you should litter. It was like, I just literally do not care for walks.
Yeah, you don't like to go outside.
And like, what I said in the podcast, I was kind of joking and being like...
I know you were.
I wasn't joking about the actual nature, but I was kind of like, you guys are going to... really hate me for this. Like, I didn't think people would actually get mad.
Yeah.
And people are pissed.
Hold on a second. David Dobrik comes under fire after claiming he hates nature. YouTube star David Dobrik might be known for his charitable giveaways and wholesome content, but he's coming under fire from critics after claiming he's not a huge fan of being out in Mother Nature. Unfucking real. He's coming under fire.
Listen to these.
Some people are what, bombing the house?
Listen to these.
For those out of the loop, David Dobrik's one of YouTuber's most popular content creators, best known for giving away heaps of cash to fans. compliment for you there, Dave. And those in need, as well as holding contests to give away prizes for Teslas. I cannot describe how much I fucking hate nature, Dobrik began. I never knew I could be so angry at something, Ilya. I was hiking in the mountains, Natalie, and everybody I saw, I was just getting angry at. I was like, why are you here? I was so mad. It feels so wrong because
could you imagine like you know, like when like a celebrity like is about to work with me, their team will like look me up to see what articles I have about me, and this is what's coming up. Well, he doesn't like nature.
Yeah. Sorry, Natalie Portman's out.
She saw your comment about the Everglades and not a fan.
It feels so wrong because everybody loves nature, he continued. What is so cool about something that's been here for millions of years? What is so cool about that? It feels like everything I've worked for has been erased. I'm stuck with the dirt and the grass and the leaves. You sound fucking nuts. And I sat here last week and listened to the whole thing like, ah, good take.
She's like, I hate nature too.
Unsurprisingly, Dobrik was promptly assailed by angry commenters, took to their opinions, blah, blah, blah. More specifically on his annoyed attitude about something as mundane as nature.
It's a fucking
podcast.
Bro, what
is wrong with people?
I don't know. That was tough for me to understand.
Up next, Charlie D'Amelio does not like pizza. Oh my God, it's literally a Charlie D'Amelio story next.
All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. My favorite part was when Jason talked.
I can do some more right now if you want. Good. I can that's plug it. A lot of my socials.
Okay, we're good. We'll see you guys later. This has been the Views Podcast. My name is Jeff.